Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 671. The faster you eat, the more you gain weight. By Hrefna Palsdottir with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but from many different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer questions that you've sent in. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The faster you eat, the more you gain weight. By Hrefna Palsdottir with Healthline.com. A lot of people eat their food fast and mindlessly. It's a very bad habit that can lead to overeating, weight gain, and obesity. I'm about to explain why eating too fast may be one of the leading drivers of weight gain. Eating fast can make you overeat. In today's busy world, people often eat quickly and in a hurry. However, your brain needs time to process signals of fullness. In fact, it may take up to 20 minutes for the brain to realize that you're full. When you eat fast, it's much easier to eat a lot more food than your body really needs. Over time, excess calorie intake can lead to weight gain. One study in children found that 60% of those who ate rapidly also overate. The fast eaters were also 3 times more likely to be overweight. Bottom line, it takes your brain around 20 minutes to realize that you've had enough to eat. Being a fast eater is associated with overeating. Eating fast is linked to an increased risk of obesity. Obesity is one of the biggest health problems worldwide. It's a complex disease that is not simply caused by poor diet, inactivity, or a lack of willpower. In fact, there are complicated environmental and lifestyle factors at play. For example, fast eating has been studied as a potential risk factor for becoming overweight and obese. One recent review of 23 studies found that fast eaters were approximately twice as likely to be obese compared to slow eaters. Bottom line, fast eating is associated with excess body weight. In fact, fast eaters may be up to twice as likely to be obese when compared to those who eat slowly. Eating fast can lead to many other health problems. Eating fast may not only increase your risk of becoming overweight and obese, it may also lead to other health problems, including 1, insulin resistance. Eating too quickly has been linked to a higher risk of insulin resistance. This condition, which is characterized by high blood sugar and high insulin levels, is a hallmark of type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. 2, type 2 diabetes. Eating fast has been associated with a higher risk of type 2 diabetes. One study found fast eaters were 2.5 times more likely to get the disease when compared to those who ate more slowly. 3, metabolic syndrome. Rapid eating may increase the risk of metabolic syndrome, which is a group of risk factors that may raise your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and many other common health problems. 4, poor digestion. Fast eaters commonly report they experience poor digestion as a consequence of eating too quickly. They may take larger bites and chew their food less than slow eaters do, which may affect digestion. And 5, lower satisfaction. This may not be a health problem, but it's still very important. Fast eaters tend to rate their meals as less pleasant when compared to slow eaters. Bottom line, eating fast may contribute to the development of type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, and metabolic syndrome. It may also lead to poor digestion and decreased enjoyment of food. How to slow down your eating. Eating more slowly may provide various health benefits. It may increase your levels of satiety hormones, help you feel more full, and decrease your calorie intake. And may also improve your digestion and increase your enjoyment of food. If you want to eat more slowly, Here are a few techniques you can try. 1. Don't eat in front of screens. Eating in front of a TV, computer, smartphone, or other distraction may lead you to eat fast and mindlessly. It can also make you lose track of how much you've eaten. 2. Put your fork down between each mouthful. This will help you slow down and enjoy each bite more. 3. Don't get too hungry. Avoid becoming extremely hungry between meals. It can make you eat too fast and make poor food decisions. Keep some healthy snacks around to prevent this from happening. 4. Sip on water. Drinking water throughout your meal will help you feel full and encourage you to slow down. 5. Chew thoroughly. Chew your food more often before swallowing. It may help to count how many times you chew each bite. Aim to chew each mouthful of food 20 to 30 times. 6. Eat foods rich in fiber. High-fiber foods like fruits and vegetables are not only very filling, they also take quite a long time to chew. 7. Take small bites. Taking smaller bites may help you slow down your eating pace and make your meal last longer. And 8. Eat mindfully. Mindful eating is a powerful tool. The fundamental principle behind it is to pay attention to the food you're eating. Some of the exercises I just mentioned are practiced in mindful eating. Now, like all new habits, eating slowly takes practice and patience. Start with just one of the tips I just mentioned and develop the habit from there. Bottom line, slow eating techniques include chewing more, drinking plenty of water, eating without distractions, and avoiding extreme hunger. Take-home message. Eating fast is a common practice in today's fast-paced world. While it can save you a few minutes during mealtimes, it may also increase your risk of a range of health problems, including obesity and type 2 diabetes. If weight loss is your goal, eating fast may be hindering your progress. Eating more slowly, on the other hand, can provide powerful benefits. So slow down and savor each and every bite. You just listened to the post titled, "The Faster You Eat, the More You Gain Weight," by Hrefna Palsdottir with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love reading from Healthline because their articles always cite their data and references. So you're welcome to check out the article for a lot more info. As usual, you can find the link to this article in this episode's description. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know tip number one, don't eat in front of screens, can be a really tough one to stick to. At your home, in fact, it may not seem like dinner without the TV on and the TV trays out. And so I like that the author mentioned, look, you don't need to do all 8 of these recommendations all at once. Pick one that sounds right for you, and then don't stress about the rest. For me, I know that I've found drinking more water helps a lot. So I usually stay pretty well hydrated throughout the day. But then sometimes when I get home and it gets closer to dinner, I actually forget that, you know what, I need to be hydrating still. And so there are many times when I misinterpreted hunger when in fact, I'm really just thirsty. And I've also found, like most people, because I'm human too, that if I go for long periods without eating, I'm more susceptible to eating foods that aren't as nutritious. And so I love the idea of keeping healthy snacks around to prevent this from happening. So what I found is I pack non-perishable, nutritious foods in my lunchbox in case, which happens quite often at work, I miss lunch or something like that. That way, I can grab these non-perishable foods and I know I'm still eating nutritiously. So these would be things like mixed nuts, for example. That's one of my favorite snacks. I'll also pack dried fruit like raisins. So again, that way, if I feel like I'm not doing the healthiest thing for my body by accidentally skipping a meal, I still know that I can remain on track by eating these nutritious foods in between. So for me, of the 8 recommendations, I know that drinking more water and packing nutritious foods so that I don't get too hungry works best for me. You're gonna have to figure out though what works best for you. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Monday. I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.